Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Monday edition of the show. Have a fun show concept lined up for you that Kyle will tell you about here in just a minute. But before we get into that, want to remind you that you can subscribe to Draft Dudes on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And don't forget to tell that smart device to play podcast Draft Dudes. Kyle, happy Monday.
Is it a fun concept? It's a really fun concept. I'm fired up, Joe, because we're gonna put our forecaster hats on just like I did today for Studs and Duds. Today on Studs and Duds at thedraftnetwork.com, I talked about my predictive winners and cellar dwellers for each of the eight divisions in the NFL. But we're going to switch over to the college side for this show. And we're going to talk about which college programs over the course of the next 10 years from Power 5 school or conferences can win a national championship. I'm really interested to see how many we mutually agree on here.
I think it's going to be a small list.
Probably five names, six names.
Really? You think it's going to be that small?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So listen, the next 4 years, there's a very finite window, and that's it.
Yeah,
already.
What is our window again?
10 years. It's 10 years. But I'm saying years. Half of the defined window, we already know there's only a select full of teams that have any chance at all.
All right. This could be depressing by the end. I dig it. Okay, so the concept is, do they have any chance?
Any chance.
All right. Can it be done? All right, so let's do it.
Okay, we're going to start with the, Joe, your best conference in college football.
Most familiar with conference in college football.
No, best. You said it was the best?
No, literally never said that.
We're going to start with the ACC.
Yeah.
Joe's stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Although technically this is closer to my stomping grounds with this first team I'm going to give you. Joe, the Boston College Eagles, is there any chance at all over the next 10 years Steve Adazio's group wins a national championship?
Cannot be done at Boston College. Sorry. Thanks for coming.
It's impossible.
Oh, let's give you a layup here for the second one, Kyle. Clemson Tigers.
Listen, I watched their offense.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. The fact that they get Trevor Lawrence and Justin Ross for another 2 years is stupid.
Yeah.
Justin Ross is phenomenal already. True freshman. Lock it in. They will win one of the next two.
I'm still waiting for it to become a problem that they never have any good offensive linemen.
Dude, I was thinking that because I'm watching ETN. And I'm like, this offensive line kind of sucks. Like,
it's not
good. There's nobody good on this line. No. Like, right guard 59 was just complete trash. I'm like, oh my God. I think they pulled him out of one game. But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I mean, it's good coaching, I guess.
Here's the deal. You know, Mitch Hyatt was literally the most decorated offensive lineman in college football history. Three-time first team All-ACC. He won the Jacobs Blocking Award two times in a row. A five-star recruit. Started every game at Clemson, basically. He did not get drafted, Kyle.
Nor should he have.
But that's the point I'm saying. That's their banner offensive lineman.
Undrafted
and he couldn't
player.
Get drafted. Justin Falsinelli, he's their center. I was watching Clemson last year in the summer. I'm like, oh, this is like a three-year starter. Surely there's a three-year starter at center for Clemson's a freaking NFL prospect. Nah, dude. They got to get something going here with these offensive linemen because they're not recruiting at the same level as the other big schools like Georgia, Alabama, you know, in this conversation. So I'm waiting for that to be a problem. It hasn't been a problem yet, but – you feel like it's eventually going to catch up with them.
Right. It'll come back and bite them like a bit Florida State, right?
Exactly.
Like Good Florida God. State 5 years ago was a I don't want to say a juggernaut program, but they were a perennial contender. And they just have trash on the offensive line year in and year out. And the last 2 years, it's broken them.
Kyle, Duke Blue Devils, can David Cutcliffe win a national championship?
Oh, I'm getting two in a row, huh? The answer is no. Daniel Jones left, so the answer is no. They stand no chance because this blend of Eli and Peyton Manning's no longer on the roster.
David Cutcliffe's a great football coach, and he's really done amazing things with Duke, but they're capped at like 8 or 9 wins. It's the best they can do.
Florida State Seminoles.
God, I hate this. This is hard because you know they can, right? I just don't believe in Willie Taggart. But I've got a 10-year window here. Can you win? You can win a national championship at Florida State. You can do it.
Not with Taggart.
Well, heck, we're giving ourselves a 10-year window. They could fire him after 2 seasons instead of 8 years to win a title under the next guy.
They could, and then you're going to need 3 years to bring in brand new recruits, and now you're halfway over, and you got a 1 in 5 chance.
But the conversation is there any chance it could be done? I think there's a chance.
I don't think Florida State.
Well, I'm putting this under the Joe list, the Joe exclusive list. FSU, you can have your own exclusive list too to see if there's any that I vehemently disagree with you on.
Are you going to keep track of my exclusive?
Yeah, I've
list
got I've got 3 columns: the mutual yeses, the only Joe, and the only Kyle.
Very good.
We'll talk in 11 years about this.
Yep. You know we will, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. All right. Okay, I guess
it's my turn. Give me one. Give it to me.
Oh, Jeff. This is your – okay, Georgia Tech. Jeff Collins. You know I love Jeff Collins. Can he win a title there at Georgia Tech?
No, there's a 0% chance Georgia Tech wins. Nah. There's a 0% chance Georgia Tech goes to a New Year's Day Bowl or better.
In 10 years.
Get him out of here.
They play in the ACC. They could legitimately – I mean, Jeff Collins gets it going here. I like his direction. I like that they're going to a pro-style scheme. They can't have one loss and go to a New Year's Day bowl game or two losses.
You said if Jeff Collins gets it together, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, Joe.
Let's move on to Louisville. There's not a chance.
Wow, you're selling already. Okay.
You disagree with me?
No.
Bobby Petrino has ruined Louisville. Horrible. Do you see the recruiting rankings this year?
They're in the
low 100s. Like there's like group of 6 teams and shit that are like doing better than them.
This team's going to get regulated out of the
horrible, man. No. Will they have a winning record in the next 10 years is a better question.
Give me 1-7-5 season 6 years from now after Petrino's gone.
Maybe. That's it.
Okay, Joe, Miami Hurricanes, yes or no?
This is the hardest one so far, Kyle. Okay, is there any chance they can win a national championship? There's a chance. There is a chance. I think it's very low. I think it's lower than Florida State, but I think there's a chance.
I was going to say there was a chance until you said yes. Because I don't feel like that can go on the mutual list.
So it's a Joe. You can have it on your own list. I said Florida State has a better chance than Miami. You want it on your own?
Yeah, I'll take it. Just because it's the U. You know, they're in a hotbed of recruiting. Put it on my list.
All right, NC State Wolfpack.
No,
I agree with you. It can't be done. If it was going to be done, it was going to be done in the last 2 years, man. They've had so much talent.
Yeah, except for quarterback. Joe, Mac Brown and the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Cannot be done.
Nope. Agreed.
Kyle, Pittsburgh Panthers.
Man, I'd love to see it, but they're probably about 40 years outside of their national championship window. So I'm going to go ahead and say no for the Pitt Panthers.
What is this? What is that school? West Virginia? No, is it Penn State? What's the school that you taught me the song about? Pitt, Sweet Caroline. You hate to see it. Good song.
Oh, they eat shit, Pitt.
Yeah, that's a Penn State song.
They play that at a ton of schools. All right. They do play Sweet Caroline at Penn State, but they play it everywhere.
I didn't realize how many people hated Pitt. All right, is it my turn?
Yeah, it is. Syracuse Orange.
I love Dino Babers, but you can't win a national title at Syracuse.
I think if Dino stayed for the whole decade, maybe. But I don't think that he's going to stay the whole decade. he's going to get hired upwards.
You can, I mean, you're talking about like really overachieving based on what your recruiting ceiling is at Syracuse.
Yeah, but Dino's really, really good.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not going to say yes because I don't think Dino stays.
All right.
My turn.
Yep. That mean you give it to me or I give it to you?
You have to give it to me. It's my turn to weigh in first.
All right. Virginia Cavaliers, Bronco Mendenhall.
No, zero chance.
Yeah, it can't be done.
Virginia Tech Hokies, Joe.
Oh, this pains me, but I'm not a Fuente guy. Man, you know, like Virginia Tech doesn't even recruit that well, even under what the heck's that guy's name?
Beamer?
Yeah, Frank Beamer. Frank Beamer? I don't think so. I think it's less likely than Miami or Florida State.
Yeah, listen, I mean they got great facilities, right?
Yeah.
But you'd have to really capture lightning in a bottle to keep up with the arms race that you got with, you know, you're in a conference with two Florida schools that are big time prestige programs and the Clemson Tigers. So I think they got to get over way too many hills to compete in the next decade.
And you have to think like right there, you have Virginia, North Carolina State, Wake Forest, Duke, all fighting over these really average recruits.
Don't forget Tennessee's in that neck of the woods. No. Too.
We'll get there in the SEC. Okay. Who gets Wake?
I'll take it to finish. The answer is no. Period.
Fun football team, though. They're funner than people give them credit for. They're not winning the title, but they're fun.
Okay. So that's the ACC. So we had Clemson, yes. Joe, you said Florida State, you could see it. I said Miami, I could see it.
And we struggled a little with Virginia Tech, but we settled on a mutual no there.
Yeah, that's a mutual no.
All right, time for the Big 12. No Big across 12, the board. Let's move on. Yeah, no.
We're going to get more yeses out of the Big 12 than we did the ACC.
Okay, let's start off with Baylor, Kyle.
The answer is no.
Yeah, it's no.
Baylor, you know, if they didn't run a piece of shit program there under Art Briles, maybe you'd look at the next 10 years, but they stripped that program down, and rightfully so, and I think they've really set their program back, and as an end result, no, I don't think they're in any position to compete for national championship.
And the thing about a team like Baylor is maybe under that direction that Art Briles had them going, the trajectory like had them in contention, but were they ever going to win it, especially in the playoffs? Are they going to beat, you know, Clemson and Alabama or Georgia and Clemson or Washington and Ohio State? I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Iowa State Cyclones.
Can't be done.
Even with Matt Campbell.
No, it's not going to happen. No.
No, I don't disagree. I'm just
okay, I was like, they can win like 8 games.
Give it to me, Joe.
Les Miles and the Kansas Jayhawks.
Easiest one yet. The answer is no. No added commentary necessary.
Got a guy who's won a national championship in Les Miles, right?
He's going to win 8 games at his peak at Kansas.
Well, that would be a hell of a peak at Kansas.
It would. You're right. But that's going to be his peak. The Kansas State Wildcats, Joe.
No, can't be done. But the Iowa of the Big 12.
You know, somewhere, like, some of the diehard Iowa fans that listen to this show are shaking. They're trembling in rage right now at that comment.
Just remember, Kyle had Noah Fant as like his number 4 prospect in last year's draft.
It's so very true. It's very
remember true. That for when we used to say we hate Iowa. Okay, here's one. Oklahoma, Kyle.
Yes. The answer is yes. Now, they would have to get the perfect storm of opponents in the playoff because defensively they are wet paper towels. But yes, it can be done.
I agree. It's a mutual yes.
Oklahoma State Cowboys.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah, don't give Mike Gundy credit, more credit than he deserves here. Come on.
I know he's going to compete, no. Man, but no, it's compete. A no.
Compete! Answer's no.
The TCU Horned Frogs, Kyle.
As much as I would love to give Gary Patterson more credit than he deserves, I think the answer's no here as well.
I agree.
Texas Longhorns.
There's a chance. I'll putting it down as a chance that it can be done.
I think there's a very good chance that Texas wins one the next 10.
Oh, it's a mutual yes.
Yes.
Texas on the mutual yes board.
I told you we were going to get more yeses in this than the ACC.
Well, does that, like, mutual yeses, yes.
No, but mutual yeses. I had to keep it veiled for the drama of the conference. But
well, you needed me to go along with Texas. Did you think there was a chance I wouldn't?
Yeah. No, I thought you would. I mean that's that the arrow in that program over the last 3 years is pointing up in a very, very strong way.
Yeah, and ever since Tom Herman put out, you know, okay, cool, hook 'em, you knew there was a chance.
Yep.
Right.
Too much swag to not compete.
Too much. Yeah. No. All right, Texas Tech Raiders, Kyle.
Maybe now that they got rid of Cliff Kingsbury.
NFL head coach Cliff Kingsbury. Never finished higher than fifth in the Big 12 under him.
The answer is no. Despite having an NFL head coach there coaching your program for the last few years and failing his way upwards and getting promoted, no. The answer is no. Texas Tech will not win.
It's good to be Cliff Kingsbury.
Give it to me. Oh, wait, no, it's yours. Yeah. It's yours. West Virginia Mountaineers.
Cannot be done. If it was going to be done, it would have happened last year. You agree?
I'm just doing the math in my head. Yeah, because they were what? They missed the game against NC State, but then they were like 9-1 or 8-1 or something like that, and then they lost like their last three games.
Yeah, and then they have, like that. You have to think, can they win the Big 12 championship game in two playoff games?
No, the answer's no.
I mean, yeah, although they wind up being like 11-1 or something, they still have to win those three games in a row.
They've kind of become like one of those JUCO pipeline schools,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, but like I don't think you're going to have the cohesion, and you're also kind of getting into the recruiting process again, and it'll help you out with the talent infusion that you do get, but you can't dominate that recruiting process enough and compete against the other schools that are pulling JUCOs. To get that big of a boost. So I think the answer is no.
So to tie a ribbon on the Big 12, we have two mutual yeses in Oklahoma and Texas, and then that's it. There's no soft yeses from either me or you.
Correct.
All right.
Now it's the Big 10's turn.
Start off with – yeah, you go first here, right?
Yeah.
You gave me West Virginia. Lovie Smith and his Illinois Fighting Illini.
Next.
Yeah, with you.
Well, I was expecting a little bit more of a reaction than that, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen at Illinois, man. Sorry.
Indiana Hoosiers.
No, it's not going to happen.
Zero chance.
Iowa Hawkeyes, you get it.
Sorry, folks. Zero chance Iowa wins a national championship in the next decade. Zero.
I agree with you. There's no chance.
Maryland Terrapins.
No. They recruit a little better than you think they do over there.
Listen, pulling from the D.C. metro area, they get some nice athletes.
Yeah, they do.
They got some really fun skill guys. They got – but the center of that football team, the lines of scrimmage, the quarterback situation, they're just never going to pull it to be able to compete at a high level.
I'm curious to see how this coach does, Loxley or whatever. Like, he was a head coach before. He was terrible. And yeah. Evidently he's had a come to Jesus or something. I don't know. But we'll see. I know that's his dream job, so it's interesting. Is this one yours? Do I give this one to you?
Yep, we do.
The Michigan State Spartans.
This one's at least interesting.
Yeah.
Do I envision a way in which Michigan State can win the Big Ten, win the Big Ten championship, and then win two college football playoff games? No, I don't think there is.
Yeah, it's not an easy no.
Right. I have to think about it a little bit because I certainly see them winning the Big Ten a few times along the way. But do I see them winning playoff games? No, I don't think I do.
I can hear people at Michigan State saying, you think Florida State or Miami can do it, but not Michigan State?
Well, I mean, you're in Michigan. You're playing in the Big Ten. It's like everything's a half step slower for the most part, right? It's a little bit more pro style offense, and those teams down in the SEC area. And I know those are ACC schools that we're talking about, but you get below the Mason-Dixon, and the athletes down there are just, you know, there's a reason why that is the premier recruiting hotbed in all of college football. It's Texas, Florida, California, but Southern California, like, I just don't think they have the pipeline schools to pull the talent necessary to perform at that high of a level. Right. I'm sorry, I don't think they do.
I don't disagree with you. But
so, consensus, no.
Who gets this next one?
You do, but I'm confirming that was a consensus no.
Consensus no, yeah. It's hard. Okay. It's a harder one, though. I'll say that.
Yeah. Michigan Wolverines.
You can do it. You can win a national title at Michigan.
You think it happens with Harbaugh?
I'm not predicting whether or not it can happen. I'm saying, is there a chance it can happen?
Right, because they're one of those five schools across the country that are always going to have the prestige level that they're going to pull 4- and 5-star talents
yep.
on an annual basis. They're always going to recruit well.
Yep.
They need to get over the Ohio State hump.
Surely.
But, I mean, is it the last – 2 out of the last 3 years they, like, lost their last 3 games?
I think so.
They've consistently melted under Harbaugh at the end of the season. So I do agree that it is possible because they are one of those prestige programs that will pull 4- and 5-stars consistently. They don't have pipeline schools. They're one of those schools they get to pick from whatever region they want, and they're going to have a fair chance at recruiting those kids.
Is this a mutual yes?
Yes.
All right.
And then this is mine.
Minnesota Golden Gophers.
No. Row the boat across the northern border into Canada. You're not winning the national championship here.
I agree.
Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Whew.
Frost season, baby.
I don't think so, man.
It's too steep of a climb back for you to be national championship contenders.
Yeah, and that's just – I mean, there's so much ground to make up, like you kind of alluded to there. And, I mean, Scott Frost is certainly the man that can make it happen in Nebraska, but are they ever going to have the depth of talent to match up and win down the stretch big-time playoff games? I don't know that's going to happen.
Agreed.
Northwestern Wildcats.
No.
Yeah, I agree. No.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yep. Hmm. Yep, they can do yep. it.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Oh, this one's going to you, right?
It is.
Oh, this is great. You may have heard of this school, Kyle. Maybe you've given them a donation or two. Penn State Nittany Lions.
Yeah, they've got 5 figures for me.
They gave you a piece of paper, though, right?
They gave me a piece of paper that I might as well wipe my ass with now. I don't even work in that field.
Can they win a title, though, Kyle?
I have a hot take for Penn State.
Give it to us.
You have witnessed the peak of the James Franklin era at Penn State already.
Okay.
Have you paid attention to the amount of exiting talent from Happy Valley this offseason?
I have.
They had a ton of kids enter the transfer window. They had guys declaring early that had no business declaring early. They're having some recruits. I just saw one this morning. I believe it was a 4-star, but he pulled his commitment to Penn State, and he's entered back into the recruiting process. James Franklin can recruit. He cannot coach. And no, I don't think Penn State has a chance to win a national championship in the next 10 years because I think it's going to come down before it goes up any further than where it's at right now.
Is he Les Miles 2.0?
He is. It's a great analogy. Very good analogy because it's the same stuff. It's the game situation stuff. It's the critical down and distances. He can't do it.
All right.
You agree?
Let me ask you this. Do you think this is an easier discussion than Michigan State?
Yes.
Is it an easier discussion than Nebraska?
No.
Iowa.
They got a better chance than Iowa, but they're not going to do it.
I think they've got I'd say it's unlikely. I'm not giving it a yes at all.
Okay. So mutual no. Yeah. Purdue Boilermakers.
Nope. Can't happen.
Agreed.
Rutgers Scarlet.
He couldn't even say. Just skip him. Let's give me the next one.
Rutgers fans, we there's many of you listening, but you're not going.
Give me the next one. I mean it.
Good. I'm glad. I didn't want this one first. The Wisconsin Badgers. They got that new quarterback, man. He looks like $1 million.
I'd say they – I'm going to piss Michigan State fans off if I say yes.
You certainly are, yeah. But they're on that other side of the division.
Right. They have a luxury of playing a much softer schedule, and they play – if they had a quarterback –
they might have one, though.
They'd have a decent chance. I want to give them, like, the softest – maybe like 1% chance of any of the schools that we've said maybe to yet.
So this is your hardest decision yet.
Yes, it is. Because they do play on the softer side of the schedule. They play a brand of football that I think is so different and so dominant at what they do as far as running the football the way that they have for so long now that you can get, you know, say you draw Oklahoma. You mean to tell me that if you have a quarterback that can at least keep the defense honest and prevent putting 10 freaking guys in the box, that they couldn't run the ball down Oklahoma's throat?
Sure. I mean, there's a blueprint.
I would give them the third best chance in the Big Ten behind Michigan and Ohio State.
I don't disagree with you, but are they going into your yes column?
No. So talk me out of it. No.
Miami's in there. Miami's in your soft yes column.
Put them in. Screw it. Put them in. Why not?
All right. So I'm going to take the same philosophy that you took. And I don't think that this is a mutual yes. And so I'm going to say no.
Okay. But you can see where I'm coming from with it.
Yeah. I was, and that's why I was glad we went out of sequence because it was actually my turn. It's like, sure, you want this one?
Yeah, go ahead and jump on that grenade, Kyle, you idiot.
I mean, you didn't even have an answer. What was that, Kyle?
I just didn't want to talk about Rutgers, that's all.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, there's nothing to say. It's just know when you move on with your life.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you.
Oh, boy, okay.
We're skipping to the independent. We have to talk about Notre Dame. You're up. Go.
I don't think they can do it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Not even a little bit.
I mean, I know it's crazy because they were a playoff team last year and stuff like that, but they're always such fool's gold every time, right? Like, this isn't like 70s and 80s anymore. Like, Notre Dame, when they're good, there's always a big asterisk over their name.
I would take the counter and say they're always going to have a non-conference schedule because every game's a non-conference schedule. They're always going to play enough nationally prominent teams that they're going to get more cracks at it if they have one or no losses.
You think this is a consensus yes?
No, I'm not saying it's a consensus yes, but I think they have a chance.
Well, that's the conversation is, do they have a chance? If they have a chance, then you say yes.
Yes.
I think I have to say yes then.
Why? Why did I just change your mind?
Because they're going to have a chance. They're in the playoffs last year. Now, nobody cared. Clemson looked right past them. They started game planning for Alabama.
Right. They spent a week on Notre Dame and spent the rest of the month planning for Alabama.
How am I supposed to take them seriously?
Right.
I mean, the key for all of these schools is not only getting better, but Alabama and Clemson having some chinks in the armor.
Right.
Or else we're just going to keep watching that game at the end of the year every year, which is fine with you.
I'm not going to complain. Yep. Not a complaint in sight here. But I think it's set up favorably that they will recruit well. They are another one of those five, just like Michigan. They're another one of those powerhouse prestige programs. They're always going to pull recruits. They're always going to have the scheduling that would give them the benefit of the doubt if they finish the season with one loss or undefeated.
Kyle, if Michigan's a mutual yes, then so is Notre Dame.
Yeah, because it's the same thought process.
Yep, okay, they're in. Congratulations, Fighting Irish fans. You have believers in Kyle and Joe. All right. So that was a curveball. Are we ready for the Pac-12?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm up.
Arizona State Sun Devils. Herm Edwards.
I would love for this school to turn into a powerhouse, but it ain't going to happen. The answer is no. Herm ain't winning the natty.
It's a powerhouse in other ways, though.
Yes, it's true. Arizona Wildcats, Joe.
No, can't be done. Cal Golden Bears.
Also cannot be done. Fun fact. Which is weird because they're in that hotbed, right? They're in that California hotbed of recruiting, but there's just so many schools that, like UCLA, USC, Stanford, they're all like, California gets the scraps. Cal gets the scraps out of that group. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yours, right?
Yep.
Colorado Buffaloes, Joe. Looking to recapture the magic of the early 90s, I believe, right?
Cordell Stewart years at Colorado, right? Yeah, not happening. Selling hard on the Colorado Buffaloes.
Same.
The Oregon Mighty Ducks.
I think if it was going to happen, it was going to happen with Chip. So I think the answer is no here.
They've been to the playoffs without Chip.
I know. But was that not some of Chip's work?
Of course.
So I think the answer is no.
All right. So whenever we say no, I always look back and I say, okay, on our split decisions, we have Miami, Wisconsin, and Florida State. Is Oregon at least in that conversation?
Who?
I tried to do that for you earlier and I said Oregon, but my natural
Oregon.
Okay, where are we going to do this? What a stop sign? What is that shaped like? What is a stop sign shaped like? Not going to answer that.
An octagon.
Yeah, not an octagon. What about that? Was that government building? Is it the Pentagon?
Pentagon.
Yeah, the Pentagon. Okay.
Or Oregon.
Right.
Like Citadel.
Jesus. People aren't going to talk about our podcast in totality. This is be the one moment Twitter's going to blow up because I said Oregon.
Oregon.
All right. So you said no on Oregon.
On Oregon, yes. I said no on the Ducks.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Very good. Very good. How about the Oregon State Beavers, Joe?
No, can't be done.
I agree.
The Stanford Cardinal.
I think Stanford probably has the best chance of the Pac-12 schools we've mentioned thus far.
So you think Stanford over the Ducks?
Yes, I do. Good catch there. You almost said it. I think the answer is no, but I have to think about it.
They're a no, but it's hard for me.
Right, they're like a Michigan State kind of program as far as how I view them.
But we have Miami and Wisconsin and Florida State. See, that bothers me a little.
Should we get Wisconsin off the list?
No, I think we just need to focus on the mutual yeses. Those are the teams that matter.
Okay, so how many mutual yeses do we have right now?
Six. Yeah.
Oh, and then we got to add the SEC schools.
Yeah, there'll be like three, maybe.
Yeah, we'll get eight or nine. Okay. Yeah. No, then I don't feel bad. No, the answer is no.
No, get them out.
Get them out. Just mine?
I gave you the Stanford Cardinals, so you got to
get them. Okay, so UCLA Bruins.
I don't think it can happen.
No, I don't think it can either. That program's fell back too far, too hard. Thanks a lot, Jim Moore Jr.
Right. The USC Trojans.
I got to say yes, just based on the prestige. But they are another one of those, like, you got a lot of work to do.
Yep.
But they're getting the benefit of the doubt in the same way that Miami, for me, got the benefit of the doubt. Because the prestige of the program, the area that they're at, the recruiting power that they do have in hold.
I'm with you. It's a mutual yes for me as well.
Mutual yes for USC, but they have to fire their coach first.
Yeah, I agree.
Clay Helton's got to go, dude.
But at least they hired Cliff Kingsbury off the staff, so they don't have to go down that road.
Yeah, it's almost like Clay Helton was a bad hire to begin with. But.
It's me. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, Utah Utes
can't do it.
No, answer's no.
Washington Huskies.
I have to think about it, but I still think the answer is no.
Really?
I have a hard time seeing Washington ever having the firepower to get put over the top the other schools that we're talking about.
They're going to my soft yes column.
That's fine. And I don't have a problem with them getting a yes from one of us, yeah. But they just don't have the punch power, I don't think. Washington State Cougars.
I don't think so. Can't happen.
No. Answer's no. Sorry, coach.
Well, Kyle, this will be the hardest one yet. Moving on to the SEC. But you reflect on the Pac-12. We have one yes, one mutual USC. Yes, USC, and then a soft yes on Washington. Stanford didn't make the cut, and neither did the Ducks. All right, SEC time, Kyle. Don't lose sleep over this one. Alabama, can they do it?
Yes.
I agree.
Next question. All right, Arkansas Razorbacks.
Can't be done.
No, cannot be done. You're right. Cannot be done.
Auburn Tigers, Kyle.
Could it? Maybe. Do I see it happening? No.
It's been done.
I know it's been done. But I'm looking at the SEC. They're like the fourth best school in the SEC.
Right. They got a tough road.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because we have Miami and Florida State.
If I'm going to put Miami and Florida State in, then Auburn's got to get a yes.
Get some mutual yes from me as well.
Okay. How about the Florida Gators, chomp chomp?
Heck yes. It can be done in Florida. Too. Yeah.
Yep. For the same applicable reasons that we've kind of justified some of these fringe schools. I think they are fringe school.
Right.
But, you know, maybe that can be another podcast. We could talk about what odds we would give these schools.
Georgia Bulldogs, Kyle.
Yes. Yes.
Until something comes out about some shady stuff coming through that program. They're getting the talent, man.
Yep. Just got to get rid of Jake Fromm.
25-4 over the last 2 years, man.
Kentucky Wildcats, Joe.
No, it can't happen.
Agreed.
LSU Tigers, Kyle.
They can pull the recruits. Yeah. I'm not enthusiastic about it, but yeah.
Five SEC schools make the mutual list. Yep, I'm in. I'm in on LSU.
I'm gonna spoil the rest of this, though. There's not another SEC school that's getting a yes from me.
Oh, that's great, because I thought we had some good discussions coming up.
Nope.
All right, well, let's move on then.
Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Can't be done.
Thank you.
We already know your answer is no the rest of the way, so.
Yep. Missouri Tigers.
Cannot be done.
Nope. Thank you. Ole Miss Rebels.
No, not with this bum coach they have right now.
Nope. Apologies, Coach Luke. Man has a family, Joe.
No. Yeah. I'm sure he's a wonderful father and husband.
South Carolina Gamecocks.
No.
The answer's no. Okay. So far, so good. We're 4-4. Tennessee Volunteers.
God, this one kills me.
Come on.
You know what this program can be. Mike, here's why I'm going to say no, all right? Because the same things that apply to, like, Michigan and stuff like that also apply to Tennessee. But here's the deal.
The landscape's so much tougher.
Yeah, it is. And I think that Jeremy Pruitt is a really good football coach. He has not recruited well in 2 years now. He has not recruited well. Butch Jones recruited better than Jeremy Pruitt. Now, obviously, I don't think Butch Jones did anything with that talent in terms of developing it, but Jeremy Pruitt's going to have to prove that he can recruit like Georgia and Alabama.
Well, don't you think Pruitt, like last year, he was kind of dealt a shit hand because he had to deal with that terrible hiring process?
Of course they did, but then why didn't he recruit better this year?
It's a great question.
That's my concern.
So the answer is no.
The answer is no, but it pains me.
They have prestige power, but they're not using it.
I want to switch. Vanderbilt's a mutual no, right?
Mutual no.
Correct. You've already said Texas A&M is a no for you.
Hell no. No. They're like the fourth best school in Texas.
It's true. They're going to be a pain in the ass, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they'll be scrappy because Jimbo's going to have a pro-style quarterback there, and he's going to be able to get some points cranking on offense. But they're the fourth best school in Texas, so no.
To me, they're in this. They belong in this. Well, that's the problem, man. Is we've got five freaking SEC schools in this thing already. We've had hard conversations about two more, and now there's right. Texas.
And
A&M.
I think that factors into the fridge schools where you now. I mean, we were talking about Michigan. It's like, well, Michigan's got to get over Ohio State. Well, Wisconsin, they're on the other side, so they just need to win the conference championship game. Some of these fringe schools that are like the third best teams in their division, they got to win two or three crazy hard divisional games. Then they have to win the SEC, and then they have to win two playoff games.
Texas
it's too much.
Yeah,
it's
Texas A&M much. Every year has to play Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, Mississippi, Arkansas. Every year that's on their schedule. This year they also have Clemson.
I will tell you right now, there is a – I would bet money. I don't know how much, but I would bet money that – name the first three schools on their schedule every single year again.
Auburn, Alabama, Mississippi State, LSU.
Yeah, I would bet money there is not a single year over the next 10 years that they beat Alabama, Auburn, and LSU in the same year.
Kyle, I'm looking at Texas A&M's 2019 schedule. They have road games this year. You ready for this? At Clemson, yep. At Georgia, at LSU.
They're all losses, and that's why that team won't win the national championship.
Oh, ever. By the way, they got to play Alabama and Auburn at home.
Yeah,
no wonder they scheduled Texas State and Lamar as their other two non-conference.
they just needed a couple bye weeks.
They deserve it.
Yeah, but that's why they won't win a natty.
Can't do it. Yep, I'm with you. All right, so the mutual yeses. This is the whole list: Clemson, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, USC, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, LSU. If you're a fan of another team. You have nothing to watch over the next 10 years.
Wow. We finished with twice as many as I thought we would.
Yeah.
I guess I hadn't really done the math in my head. I just expected it was going to be a small list.
I mean, and of the teams that made the list, I mean, they're not all created equally, right? Like Florida.
Correct.
Florida, USC, Notre Dame, we didn't necessarily love those choices. Texas and Michigan weren't necessarily we love those choices, right? So
I love Texas.
Loved them?
Yeah, I think Texas has a great shot at winning the Natty in the next 10 years. Like I said, let's do that for another pod this week. Let's keep this list, and then we'll talk about what odds we think these teams have.
How many are there? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 12. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yep, 12.
12. I think that's a good show, and maybe we won't go 45 minutes next time.
We will. We will.
Yeah, we probably will. You're right. But that's going to do it for us today on Draft Dudes. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. If you have hot takes for tomorrow's Takes on Takes, please deliver them to us with the hashtag Takes on Takes or hashtag Tattle Takes. Joe is at the Joe Marino. I'm at Grinding the Tape. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.